KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
And welcome out to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. We're over triple digits here, but it's starting to cool off as the West Coast Kings make their road trip all the way up from Pleasant Hill, California, down in the East Bay. They'll be taking on your Redding Colt 45s tonight here for a three-game weekend series out here in the wonderful Redding, California, here at Tagger Field. Lucas Pettingill will get the baseball tonight from head coach Bob Anderson as we look to get underway and Colt 45s continue their 8-0 win streak. West Coast Kings are coming in with a 7-4 record. They faced off against the Slow Blues, Chico Lone Wolves, Concord Zephyrs, Marysville Giants, Stockton Pearl, and coming off a win against the South Placer Stonecutters. That was a home win against the Stonecutters, as they will look now tonight to knock the win streak off of the Colt 45s, put them in the loss column for the first time this year. Again, coming into this game 7-0, or 8-0 rather, as they look to continue. For the Colt 45s, they won two games on Wednesday and Thursday. That was against the South Bay Storm from San Jose, California. They won the first game by a whopping 24-0, and then the second game 13-2. In that 24-0 contest, seven runs were scored in the third and fourth innings. And this is, again, game one versus the West Coast Kings as we get the starting lineups announced currently. And Pacific Empire League is the league that houses the West Coast Kings along with a few others, including the Healdsburg Prune Packers, which is located in very north of the North Bay, up there near Santa Rosa area. And that's where this ball club will head after this three-game set versus your Redding Colt 45s. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's a wonderful night here at Tagger Field. We have some great baseball to be played ahead of us. We're going to pause here for tonight's rendition of the National Anthem, brought to you by Bree McIntyre. And we'll get that to you in just a few moments here. Again, this is game one of a weekend series. This National Anthem brought to you by Bree McIntyre. We'll pause things here and bring you tonight's rendition of our Nathan's Anthem.
That was Bree McIntyre with tonight's rendition of
our nation's anthem. Thank you very much, Miss McIntyre, for that. As we approach the first pitch of tonight's ball game, it's about 100 degrees, clear blue skies overhead. A beautiful night for baseball yet to be played here. Shadows just starting to cover the field out there in front of the 445 dugout on the third base side. And then around home plate and on that dirt part around home plate. For the West Coast Kings, they will be sending Chris Smith to the mound to face off against Lucas Pettingill of the Colt 45. Leading off and playing second base will be E.J. Cord, followed by John Bullock, the designated hitter. And then in that three spot, Julian Tambra, the first baseman for the West Coast Kings. And then Miles Clayton will be in right field, batting cleanup in the four spot, followed by Caleb Hendricks, the catcher, battery mate of Chris Smith, the starting pitcher, who is warming up out in the bullpen currently for the West Coast Kings, followed by Teo Thompson, he's in center field, and then Jimmy McNiven at third base. Zach Altamura will be the shortstop, and Emmett Johnson in left field batting ninth. Again for the Kings, McNiven at third, Altamura will be at short, followed by Cord at second, Canva at first, Hendricks behind the dish, Johnson, Thompson, and Clayton left to right, patrolling the outfield grass. For the Colt 45, there will be none other than Tyler Zanizer, the Palisade native, leading off and playing center field, followed by D'Amico Parker, he's in center field, batting second. In the three spot, Nicholas Cabareo, he's at the hot corner playing third base, followed by Preston Conklin, the shortstop in the cleanup spot. He is batting fourth. Then Braden Chirito in right. Patrick Bowen Jr., the first baseman, he's batting sixth. Rowan Brown will be the battery mate of Lucas Pettingill tonight's starting pitcher, getting the baseball from Bob Anderson. He's in the seventh spot, followed by Arthur Chavez, the designated hitter. And then Mark Anthony Carroll, he'll be at second base. And rounding out the lineup in the ninth spot again, will be Zanizer in left, Parker in center, Chirito in right, controlling the outfield grass left to right. Cabareo, Conklin, Carroll, and Bowen will be around the infield. And then Rowan Brown behind the dish. See that Patrick Bowen Jr. doesn't have a C for a last name, otherwise he'd match everyone else on that infield. For the Colt 45s at 8-0 on the year, the West Coast Kings at 7-4. They're making their trip up from Pleasant Hill, California. And for Lucas Pettingill, and two starts and eight innings on the year, he's walked two, struck out 10. He's got a 6.75 ERA. The Colt 45s are waiting to take the field right in front of the third base dugout as Bob Anderson and the head coach of the West Coast Kings are concluding their meeting at home plate. Kyle Gross is the GM of the Pacific Empire League ball club. As they have a roster compiled of 48 collegiate players representing 25 plus colleges and universities all across California and the PNW, and even some just across the whole United States. And Kyle Gross, again, the manager, as he just got announced by Chad Johnson on the PA. And hopefully we'll get those umpires to you soon. We'll see. John Downey will be coaching at third tonight again for the Colt 45s, per the usual. As we now just anxiously await the start of this game. For Tiger Field at 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line. 358 to left center, and then 406 straight away, and 330 out there to right center field. So those are the dimensions of the one and the only Tiger Field. As we look to get underway, again, triple digits here tonight. concluding ever so slowly, as they typically do in the first home game of a new series, concluding it ever so slowly. And there's that funky no wall place down the right field line where it's just the bullpen, and then there's a white line on the outside of the bullpen, and anything caught beyond that white line is out of play, because typically there would be a wall of fence there, and it goes for the same on the Colt 45 side. For the West Coast Kings, when they played the South Bay Storm back on the 29th of May, they won by a score of 9-8. Again, in their last three games, they've gone 1-2, so they lost two of their last three. But before that, they had a winning streak of six games against the South Bay Storm, three games set against the Chico Lone Wolves, and then the Concord Zephyrs, and then they were at the Maryville Giants. They play in the Pacific Empire League, which is a league here in California. The Lincoln Potters, the Humboldt Crabs, the Healdsburg Prune Packers, the Medford Rogues, the Solana Mudcats, the West Coast Kings, of course, and the Maryville Giants all play within it. And a lot of great ball clubs within that league. The West Coast Kings currently are second from last out of all seven of those teams. But we'll see what exactly talent they have on the roster this year. Just to see how different they are from last year when they came to town, and the Colt 45s ended up sweeping the West Coast Kings. And again, the last two games versus the South Bay Storm, the Colt 45s beat them by a score of 24-0 and 13-2. So we'll see what the Colt 45s can do. Is again, that their offense has been rolling rather well as of recent, after they put 37 runs on the board, rather. I looked at the 11 runs that came in the first three innings of that second game. Mark Anthony Carroll also had two steals and two hits in that contest. He had himself quite a series against the South Bay Storms. Did Aaron Behan, who got the win in that first game, the 24-0 contest, and then Mark Anthony Carroll in that first game as well, had a bases-clearing triple. And for all you radio fans wondering what happened in that third game against the Alameda Anchors, it was a 3-hour and 37-minute contest that the Colt 45s won by a score of 7-4. It was 4-4 until the eighth inning, when the Colt 45s did a little bit of damage and got the lead. As now stepping to the plate is the right-hand hitting second baseman, E.J. Cord. The West Coast Kings sporting the all-gray tops, white bottoms with yellow lettering on the back, and Kings stripped across the front. Colt 45s all white. The white sleeveless jersey, the black t-shirts underneath. Here's the first pitch from Pettingale. Is in there. A called strike one. The first pitch comes in at 7:18 as we are underway here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Pettingale. Is chopped foul back toward the fans here on the third base side. Jacob Green here with you on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM online at KCNRradio.com. It's great to have you with us for this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where they're taking on the West Coast Kings, who are coming into the series at 7-4. The Redding Colt 45's at 8-0 on the year. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Pettingale. This is upstairs with the off speed. And the count moves to one ball and two strikes. We are officially underway. Pettingale peers over his glove. Rocks and deals the 1-2 with nobody out. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase down low. And a swinging strikeout is the way our ball game begins here at Tiger Field. 1-0 in the top of the first of a scoreless ball game. We'll bring up John Bullock, the designated hitter for the West Coast Kings. Left-hand batter, step into the box. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times, deep in the box with the open stance. It's the first pitch out of the zone for ball one. Ten and go. Reddy's gets a sign from his battery mate, Rowan Brown. Just off the plate outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the left hand hitting John Bullock. Now the 2-0. The ground ball toward the first baseman, diving for it, smothers it, throws the first in a foot race, slide into first, is not in time, and a 3-1 put out, a thing of beauty. Bowen to Pettingill for out number two. There's a ground ball to the 3-4 hole, and ranging to his right was Patrick Bowen Jr. Gloved it with the left hand, was able to snare it, pin it down, pick it up off the dirt, and toss to first in time, where Pettingill got there with a throw, received the throw just a couple of steps before the bag, and then found the first base bag in time for the out. Now out of the windup, here's the first pitch to the right hand hitting Julian Cambra, a strike on the outside corner. We've just gotten underway here, the top of the first inning of a scoreless ball game. The Colt 45s taking on the West Coast Kings. There's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the heater upstairs for strike two. No balls and two strikes as Cambra goes for a little stroll outside the box, readjusts his batting gloves. Deep breath, steps back in. Pettingill gets a sign, rocks and deals from the third base side. Misses way upstairs. Makes count one ball and two strikes. Now he'll climb back up the back slope of the mound. The defense behind him, Cabaret at third, Conklin at short, Carroll at second, Bowen at first, and he blows a fastball by him. It scores for Julian Cambra. And the side is retired as the Kings go 1-2-3. Here in a scoreless ballgame as we head to the bottom of the first, with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Of course, tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Reading, California. I'm Jacob Green here with you. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up here in this bottom half. It'll be Zanheiser, DJ Parker, and Nicholas Cabareo due up for the 45s to face off against the righty Chris Smith. What a 6 foot, 170 right hand pitcher. Looks like he's sporting a fastball, an off speed, and then a slider. He concludes his warm-up tosses. I'll make the throw down to second base as Zanheiser will stroll to the plate. He'll dig in to face off against the West Coast Kings right-hand pitcher. Here on this beautiful Friday night, we slowly start to dip below the triple digits. It's like a breath of fresh air. Right-hand hitter with that even stance. Shadows just now covering almost to first base, about 80 feet up the line. And as those shadows creep in, all the ball players on the field will be happy. First pitch is right down Broadway for a called strike one. A scoreless top of the first inning. Now the 0-1. It's a line shot foul out of play. Down beyond the West Coast King dugout. A line shot. Zanizer on the year batting .238. Coming into this game. Now in an 0-2 hole after that foul ball. It's a little bit late on. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Chased it outside, and Zanizer's down on strikes for out number one. That will bring up DJ Parker, the center fielder for the 45s, batting .320 on the year with a .412 on base percentage. DeMeco Parker, of course, that walk-off three-run homer as his lone home run of the year. And he's also got 10 RBIs. First pitch swing, laces one into right field, but it's a line shot caught by the right fielder, Clayton, for out number two. It was cutting away from the right fielder and able to come in on it, even with the sun gleaming off of his glasses. Chase it to his left, reach down and make a nice waist-level catch for out number two. And that will bring up Nicholas Caballero, who's at third base tonight. He's batting .462 on the year. First pitch to him, waved at for strike one. With the socks up high and the red shin guard on that left leg. Deep in the box with an even stance, he's right up on the plate. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Waves at a breaking ball, low and away. Chased it for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Nobody on. They're in a scoreless. Scoreless bottom of the first. Picks back in. Taps the plate with his bat as Chris Smith comes set from the third base side, working out of the windup for the West Coast Kings. Kicks. Delivers. Bounced it in there. Working out of the stretch, rather, not the windup. Edingale working out of the windup in the top half of the first. So the full motion and delivery for Edingale, but not the same story for Chris Smith. There's just rocking and dealing. From the third base side, kicks, steals. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now steps back in, trying to work the count full, maybe more. Just see if he can get a pitch to hit. It's a 2-2 delivery with two gone and nobody out from Chris Smith. It's a line shot towards shallow center. Should be playable. It's a shortstop going out. He'll squeeze it on the run, chasing it back, as that ball just started to die after it left the infield. And the side is retired. Full 45s go 1-2-3, and we're scoreless through one. Here at Tiger Field in Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and anscrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you at this top of the second inning. We'll be the righty Pettingill here in his second inning of the start, facing off against the cleanup man, Miles Clayton, batting left. Left-hand batter, rather. It's the first pitch to him. This is wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitter. It's to chase one down. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. Pettingill peering over his glove. Now Reddy's kicks deals. Misses again for ball two. Now it's two balls and no strikes. It's a 2-1 delivery just off the plate. That'll make the count three balls and one strike to the left-hand hitter. Digs back in, swishes the dirt around. Ready, says Pettingill. Winds and delivers. Gets him to chase the fastball down, and the count fills at three balls and two strikes. First full count of the night for Pettingill. Looks Pettingill, 6'4", 205. Swing! And a miss, blew it by him. Reared back with the heater and threw some high octane right past Clayton. That's his third strikeout of the night, and that is out number one here in the top of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. That'll be the right hand hitting Caleb Hendricks to the plate. The catcher for the West Coast Kings. Digs in, open stance deep in the box, very wide stance, fouls this one back up toward the parking lot. For strike one. Pettingill out of Overton, Nevada, and set to go to CSU San Bernardino. He winds and deals the 0-1 delivery. Misses low. That will even the count up at one ball and one strike. Solid attendance here tonight, probably about 150 to 200, somewhere in that range. Some more fans slowly filling in. It's a 1-1. Right at the knee on the outside corner. Great pitch there from Hendricks. Even get some cheers from Rick Bassetti here in the crowd, the general manager of the Colt 45s, of course, doing all the operating and everything for this ball club. Here's a 1-2. This is low. Bounced it in there, breaking ball. He'll fill the count at two balls and two strikes alongside his wife, Patty. Do a great job out here at Tagger Field. And Chad Johnson, one of the operations managers here, who's also on the PA back behind me. Here's a 2-2. Fouls it back, just barely staying alive. Since it's the backstop, Pettingill will get a new baseball. Go for a little stroll, climb back up the side of the hill. The outfielder's playing straight up, along with the infield on the right-hand batter. Pettingill winds and delivers the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing! Catcher will have to clear and throw down to first base after missing the tag, and the throw down to first goes past the first baseman, Patrick Bowen Jr., into foul territory. He got blinded by the sun and into second base on the strikeout is Caleb Hendricks, and that's something you don't see every day. It was a clear throw by the catcher, Rowan Brown, down to first. Now he's going to have a chat with the umpire here to see if he applied the tag or not, but he did not apply the tag. So that's what you call a clean steal of first. Ends up at second base on the throwing error. So, and all of the hubbub. Still a strikeout on the scorecard for Pettingill. However, there's a runner at second now after he reaches first base. And then the throw down there to Patrick Bowen Jr. just couldn't see the ball. It looks like he was motioning to Rowan Brown that where that ball was, it just wasn't quite low enough for him to gather it with the shade. Now they'll move the infield to double plate depth. looking for two on the infield. The second baseman, Carroll, playing on the rim of the outfield grass. First pitch misses low for ball one. Now, Pettingill back up the hill. This is low again off the outside edge to the left-hand batter. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0, breaking ball on the outside corner. So how that's ruled in the scorebook is K, but a wild pitch. So it will be charged as a wild pitch to Pettingill. The ball was low and in the dirt and escaped the clutches of the catcher. They got a swing and a miss on that. Here's the 2-1. This is low and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike with one out. And the runner on second. Again, those middle infielders are having to shade up the middle, not for the double play, but at where you would play for double play depth, just to keep that runner at second base close. He's in scoring position now here in a scoreless ball game. As the off speed, right in there at the knee off the outside edge, on the outside edge rather, to fill the count up at three balls and two strikes. Shadow's starting to cover left field and part of where the shortstop plays over there between third and second, and then also most of third covered with shadows, then about 50% of that infield grass. But first base, second base, right field, and center field are all in the sun still. Here's the payoff with one out. Pettingill looks to run it back, kicks, deals, chops foul off of the batter. The left-hand hitting Teo Thompson is going to walk that one off a little bit. The center fielder for these West Coast Kings, again, are coming into this game with a 7-4 record. 45s, of course, 8-0 on the year. They're undefeated. In front of an attending crowd of about 175 or so, based on my quick math. Now the payoff again from Pettingill out of the stretch. From the third base side of the rubber, checks the runner back, kicks and deals. It's a line shot past third base and fair down the left field line. Rounding third and coming in to score will be Hendricks, cruising into second base with a stand-up RBI double. Is Teo Thompson, and the West Coast Kings have a one-run lead. That will bring up Jimmy McNiven, right-hand hitter. That was fair by about maybe 2 inches. Just a line shot down the left field line. No chance for Caballero to get to it. He wasn't hugging the line at all. He was about like 5 feet off of it or so, back behind third, but it was just cutting away from him. By the time it got past third base, it was nearly already in foul territory, where Zanizer had to play it back down in the corner, down in medium depth left field, rather. One out and a 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting McNiven, the third baseman, deep in the box with the open stance. Carroll trying to keep the runner close at second. Off-speed in there for called strike two. Strike one, rather. One ball and one strike with one out. For the West Coast Kings. Pettingill looks the runner back. Now kicks and deals. 1-1, misses up and away. Two balls and one strike. Now, climb back up the hill. The deep breath. Now looks the runner back, comes set. kicks and deals. So line shot in the air toward left. Van Nuys are playable for him. He'll come in and squeeze it for out number two. The runner holds at second base. And we'll bring up Zach Altamura, the shortstop for the West Coast Kings. Right-hand batter. Dig into the box. Trying to pack at least one more on for the West Coast Kings.
Lays the wood.
Much more of a vertical stance. Just barely bending the knees. Leans out of the way of the first pitch. Pettingill. Readies again. Here's the 1-0 with two outs and the runner at second. Kicks and deals. This is just a bit low. Two balls and no strikes to Altamura, the right-hand batter. With the runner on second, two outs, you're in a 1-0 top of the second inning. Pettingill out of the stretch. Kicks and deals the 2-0. A line shot foul toward the Colt 45 pen. Now two balls and one strike. With two gone, Pettingill with a new baseball peers in at his battery mate, Rowan Brown. Now ready as he checks the runner back. The infield shifted just a few steps to the pole. Huge hole on the right side of the infield between first and second baseman. This one's fouled back toward the parking lot and just narrowly misses a car. Landed in between two. So two balls and two strikes with two outs. And the runner on second. The 45's down now by a score of 1-0. After the drop third strike and then the E2, Hendricks wound up at second base. And then Teo Thompson doubled him home for the RBI. Shadows covering the whole left side of the field. The 2-2. It's a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Rounding third is Teo Thompson. The throw-in from D'Amico Parker is going to be to the cutoff man, Mark Anthony Carroll. And it's an RBI single for Altamura. That's a 2-0 West Coast Kings lead. Pettingill started off strong, sat down the first three West Coast Kings he saw, but now a shaky second inning. Runner on first with two gone for Emmett Johnson, the left fielder for the West Coast Kings. Open stance for the righty. Swing on the first pitch. Chase it up high in the air to left. Zainizer will come in and squeeze it easily for out number three. And the side is retired, but the West Coast Kings get two on a pair of hits. They leave one aboard here in the second as we get to the bottom half of the second inning. 2-0. The Colt 45s are down. The third caller to call in will win two Colt 45 tickets here. So the third caller, you get two free Colt 45 tickets for an upcoming ball game. The number to call for the radio station is 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. It will be the third caller, and you will win two tickets to a Colt 45 game. Speaking of Colt 45 games, tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Some technical difficulties on my side. Forgot to turn on the volume, which will do a lot of things when you turn up that input. Let me tell you. The first pitch was in there for called strike one to Preston Conklin, who's the cleanup batter tonight here for the 45s. Down by a score of 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second. Spotty shadows covering pretty much all of the field now, apart from right field and then deep center and parts of the alley in left center field. The righty out of the stretch for the West Coast Kings, now pitching with a 2-0 lead. A little flare into shallow right field, diving for it, but can't get to it. It's off his glove, his cord, and it will be an E4, possibly. We'll see what it scored for Preston Conklin as he is aboard as a sensational effort by Cord out there at second base, ranging over E.J. Cord into shallow right field, the ball cutting away from him. Went into a full extension Superman dive and off the end of his glove. And just couldn't quite get to it, but in most cases, that's an uncatchable ball. Now the first pitch of the left hand hitting Braden Chiarito is in there for a called strike one. So reaching on the single. That should be an E4 off the end of the glove. He's at first base with Camber holding him on. This one almost takes out the legs of Chiarito, the right fielder tonight for the 45s, to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1 from the righty Smith. It's a little line shot off the handle of the bat into left field for a base hit. A wide turn at second, but holding there is Conklin. And we got some action here with first two batters aboard for the 45s. They'll bring up Patrick Bowen Jr., the first baseman. Digging in the box from the left side. Sporting the black socks up high. Runners at first and second. The West Coast Kings shifted to pull on the left-hand hitter. Misses low and away for ball one. Now the 1-0 as he checks the lead runner at second, that's Conklin. Kicks and delivers right there on the outer half at the belt to even the count up at one ball and one strike. There's a 1-1 delivery with nobody out. Is chopped toward the first baseman. He'll gather and take the first himself, but productive out nonetheless for the 45s as it moves the runners both up 90 feet. Bowen Jr. goes down on a 3 unassisted. The first baseman grounding out to the first baseman. As Preacher the Bat Boy gets some applause from the fans. That's the catcher, Rowan Brown, to the plate. as the West Coast Kings draw the infield in, playing on the rim of the infield grass. First pitch misses away to the left-hand batter for ball one. One ball and no strikes with one out. Here in the bottom of the second, West Coast Kings lead the ball game by a score of 2-0. There's a 1-0 delivery.
Oh.
Fouled off back toward the bocce ball courts over our heads here on this third base side. That will even the count at one ball and one strike. As the home plate umpire asking for more baseballs. I believe that is the home plate umpire tonight is Cam Reich. Yeah, Cam Reich, the home plate umpire. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the righty. Smith kicks and deals right there at the belt to even to make the count one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes with one out. It's a broken bat toward the second baseman. Charging, looks the runner's back, flips to first in time for the 4-3. And both runners will have to hold on the weak infield ground out. So Conklin remains at second. Chirito remains at second. Owen Jr. with the ground out. And then Rowan Brown with the ground out at the second baseman will bring up Arthur Chavez, the designated hitter tonight, left-hand batter. And a lot of lefties this year in the lineup for the 45s. A lot more than last year. The infield shifts back to normal depth, along with the outfield playing straight up. The first pitch, right down Broadway for a called strike one. Runners at second and third. So the tying run in scoring position here with the 45s down by a score of 2-0. But the tying run is Chiarito over there at second base. The 0-1. This is low. Great block by the catcher Hendricks. Was headed for the 5-hole and he was able to keep it in front of him, not let it squeak through. So now to count one ball and one strike. Left-hand batter, open stance, deep in the box. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball. Now with two outs as well, the runners will be able to break on contact of any kind. One ball and two strikes. Smith not wanting to pitch any more. And breaking ball, misses low, swing and a miss. And the catcher, Hendricks, corrals it. And the tag is applied to Arthur Chavez as the Colt 45s go down. They had runners at second and third. They leave two aboard. So they scratch no runs across after the base runners as we are still down by a score of 2-0 here. As we head to the third inning from Tiger Field, it's 2-0. The West Coast Kings lead your Colt 45. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They, at Quick and Clean, invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today. That's the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with you for this top of the third inning. The 45s were threatening with the tying run in scoring position, but Chavez went down on strikes for the final out as they left two aboard. I was in the second, so it's 2-0. The West Coast Kings lead as Lucas Pettingill will stay out there to face the top of the order. His second time through the order now, as the first pitch to E.J. Cord is fouled off over the dugout. A line shot almost took out a fan over there making her way in the parking lot, and then played the carom off the dumpster to get the free souvenir. So great stuff from the fan making their way in. And even a strong throw up over the chain link fence. No warm-up needed. First one misses. This next pitch, rather, misses low and away for ball one. So one ball and one strike on the second baseman for the West Coast Kings. The ground ball toward the shortstop, and it was going to be gloved by Caballero, and it went off his glove. It'll carry him into left field for a E5. I think Caballero didn't realize he was going to be able to get to it. And when you're a third baseman like that, you take anything you can get, especially when the ball's to your left and you have a great shortstop behind you, such as Preston Conklin. And Conklin should have called him off earlier if he was going to be able to make that throw, but it would have been deep in the 5-6 hole there on the left side. On the backhand, would have had to set his feet and make a strong throw to first. And it's just a better play for the third baseman to make. They're a little bit closer. Caballero would have handled it about a foot deep past the third base bag, whereas Caballero would have had to backhand it again on the rim of the outfield grass, pretty much. Now there's one ball and no strikes here in the top of the third with a runner on first after the E5. Now Pettingill kicks and deals. So misses low and away. Two balls and one strike now. And the 2-1. In there for a called strike one. Now the 2-1 delivery is fouled back up right toward us off the netting, though. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. This one's fouled up and over our heads back toward the Tiger Field grill, short off the fence. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. It's hit in the air, foul again. Almost takes out a light post. As the battle continues, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Against the left-hand batter, the designated hitter tonight for the Kings. The 2-2 with the runner on first. Misses just a bit low. Gutsy take there to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 45's at double play depth, looking for 2 on the infield to get the twin killing. Now the payoff again with nobody out. Runner goes. It's a little flare toward the right field, and it's going to go over Carroll's head into right field. Strong throw from the right fielder to the third baseman is cut off by the shortstop Conklin, and that'll put runners at the corners after Cord was able to make his way around and make the turn to get to third safely. And Bullock wins the battle, dumps a single into right field.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. The pickoff sent toward first is not in time. Julian Cambra up to the plate. Runner on first being held on by Bowen. Wide open stands for the righty. Deep in the box. This one misses upstairs. Way up and away out of the zone. One ball and no strikes. Cambra struck out swinging his last time up. Another 1-0. Swing and a miss to even the count at one ball and one strike. Runners at the corners for the 45. Now the 1-1 delivery with nobody out in this top of the third inning. It is on the outside, off the outside corner to make the count 2-1. Now the 2-1 just misses a bit low. Now the 3-1 swing and a miss. Blew it by him. That will fill the count up at 3-2. He got him on the heater before. See if he can do it again here. Pettingill comes set with the runners at the corners. And a 2-0 top of the third. The payoff. Fouled up and away toward the parking lot. And we'll do it again. Nobody out, but Colt 45s will surrender the run to turn 2 on the infield. Now the payoff, again from Pettingill as he gets a sign. The payoff, breaking ball just a bit high. That's the first walk issued to load the bases now. Here in the third. We'll bring up Miles Clayton, the cleanup batter, for the West Coast Kings. Now Eric Winchester will go out and chat things over with his crew. The whole infield gathered in. And outfielders just kind of throwing around out there. His shadows have covered now all of the field apart from the walls around. Out there in right center and straightaway center and then parts of right field. And now the meeting on the mound broken up by the home plate umpire Cam Reich. Everyone returns to their spaces and respective places. And now it's going to be the left-hand batter, Miles Clayton, to the plate. He'll step into the box. Even stance. First pitch swinging. Sky to Zanizer. Left playable for him. Tagging from third. Here comes Cord. The throw is not going to be in time. It's offline just a hair. And coming in to score on the sacrifice fly for out number 2. First pitch swinging for Clayton. As Cord comes in from third, holding at second base was Bullock. There's still a runner in scoring position, but it's now a 3-0 ball game, and the West Coast Kings lead it. The Colt 45s have been rendered scoreless thus far. Now Caleb Hendricks to the plate. The 45s, typically around those middle innings, is when those bats wake up so far this season. So we'll see what they do next few times up and the next time through the order, as it will be 9-1-2 due up for the 45s, and Carroll, Zanizer, and Parker. So they haven't even gone through the lineup a full time yet tonight. Now out to the mound goes Rowan Brown. Quickly makes his way back after the quick confabulation with Pettingill. One ball and no strikes on Caleb Hendricks. The infield playing straight up. Apart from those middle infielders and Carroll and Conklin at second base and short, they're looking to turn two on the infield with the runners at first and second. As a check swing goes around for a called strike one, that'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. Runners at first and second not being held on by the infielders with the right-hand batter in the open stance. Pettingill checks the lead runner, the 1-1. Breaking ball is a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Zanizer up with the ball, rounding third, and the stop sign being held up by the West Coast Kings third base coach. Almost sent around to score was Bullock, but he's at third now as the bases become reloaded on the Hendricks single. With one out, now there's a force at every base for the 45s, but it's 3-0, and the West Coast Kings are a single or an extra base hit away from blowing this game wide open. It will be Teo Thompson to the plate, who doubled his last time up. Left-hand batter for the Kings. Even stance. First pitch from Pettingill as he checks the runner at second, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. With one out. As Pettingill checks the runners. Now delivers. There's a chopper up the middle. Gloved by Carroll. Flips the second for one, but no relay. Having to just hold on to it as coming into score is Bullock. And it's now 4-0. That's a double play you have to turn, but it went past Conklin. He couldn't get there in time. He was standing on the second base bag when Carroll got it, ranging back behind the bag at second base. The quick underhand flip, but with the speedy Caleb Hendricks, or Teo Thompson rather, he was able to reach on the fielder's choice as everybody else moves up apart from Caleb Hendricks, who's forced out on the 6-4 fielder's choice. Canberra came in to score. This one's chopped off the plate, up the middle, gloved by Conklin. Quick throw to first in time, and 6-3, the side is retired, but 4 scratched across in the inning. As the Kings send 7 to the plate, and we will head to the bottom of the third inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, with the Colt 45s down by a score of 4-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Mark and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and do their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. The 45s have some offense they need to get rolling. They want to get going tonight. They're down by a score of 4-0. We're out here in the middle of a dying off heat wave. It's dropped down to 96 degrees and turned into a beautiful night for baseball.
And here at Tiger Field in
the wonderful Redding, California, Jacob Green here with you. I'll be sending the nine batter Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate first to lead things off for the 45s. Around the bunt, pulls it back and takes for a call at ball one. Mark Anthony Carroll, and then the top of the order, and Tyler Zanizer to the plate. There's a 1-0. Bounced off the catcher's mitt. No dice. Now one ball and one strike. This one's hit in the air toward right fielder. Clayton will camp underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. As Carroll flies out on the 1-2 pitch, that will bring up the top of the order and Tyler Zanizer, his second at-bat of the day. And so Tyler Zanizer to the plate. First pitch in there for call, strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery. Misses for one. Now the 1-1 is fouled off the mask of the catcher. One ball and two strikes. There's the 1-2 to the righty Zanizer. Waved at and fouled off of actually, but held on by the catcher Hendricks, and for the second time tonight, K for Tyler Zanizer. Now we'll bring up DJ Parker for the 45s. And if anyone's watching the World Cup right now, which might be more of a compelling and at least, I'm not even say compelling, but once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the U.S. is leading Paraguay right now 4-1, which is very similar to the score here at Tiger Field, where the 45s are down by a score of 4-0. And again, second time through the order just now, so those bats will likely wake up fairly soon, but if anything, they're tired from getting used the last couple of games where they put 37 runs on the South Bay Storm in a two-game series, and it's a 2-0 count on DJ Parker currently here for the 45s. Open stance, deep in the box. It's a broken bat, and the shortstop, Randy Gover, behind second base. Quick throw to first, to stretch at the other end. Bold safe at first, Amico Parker tripping in the process. Wow, what a play there. There's some firewood on the field now, picked up by the bat boy and a couple of West Coast Kings players as well. So that bat just splintered on the ground ball toward the shortstop, who Altamura, ranging over, was able to pick it on the forehand. But D'Amico Parker, featuring the speed, of course, safe at first on the infield signal. This one's a line shot into right field for a base hit. D'Amico Parker rounding second, and he'll trip, rounding the second base bag. He'll quickly make his way back to second base, and it's a good thing he did trip because he likely would have been absolutely hosed over there at third base. And then back-to-back singles for the 45s will bring up Preston Conklin, who reached on that E4 his first time up. Right-hand batter with the even stance for the 45s. There's the first pitch to him. This is wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes. There's the 1-0 as Smith comes set, working from that third base side. As the Kings now will get some action out in their bullpen, fastball right down the pipe. We'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. Runners at first and second. Here in a 4-0 bottom of the third, the 45's down. So they find themselves in the deficit. So 1-1 with two outs. This is wide again. It'll be two balls and one strike as the catcher Hendricks will go out to the mound and talk things over with Chris Smith. And the pitching coach for the West Coast Kings will jog out to the mound as well in the process. Just to make sure they're all on the same page. Chat things up and make sure it's all good. And they have the same strategy here. There's two outs, so no reason to be particularly stressed if you're the West Coast Kings, especially when the previous inning got out of the jam with two aboard. Now everyone back. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 delivery from Smith is fouled back to the screen and make the count two balls and two strikes. Two and two with two outs. Smith peering in. Ready since he comes set. Looks the runners back, kicks and deals. Misses wide, that'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Again, with two outs here. Carrying in is Smith as he gets ready to deliver the payoff yet again. Here's the 3-2. Bounced it in there as both runners breaking on the pitch. And I will fill the bases for Braden Chiarito. So Parker at third, Cabarrillo at second, and Conklin now at first for Braden Chiarito, who singled his last time up as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. Hey, let there be light moments. Braden Chiarito to the plate. First pitch to him, misses low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And two outs. So runners take their leads from first, second, and third. Swing and a miss. We'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. Chiarito will step out of the box and breathe for a second. Now steps back in. The 1-1. Wave that again. Got him way off balance there. That evens the count. That moves the count to one ball and two strikes, rather. A fly out, a strikeout, a single, a walk. And here we are. Bases loaded. The 1-2 delivery from Smith. Misses low. Almost escapes the catcher Hendricks and is able to get to it rather quickly. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Now Smith comes set. Kicks and deals again. One's popped up foul out of play. And we'll do it again. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. The lights on here at Tiger Field. Shadows covering all of the field. Here as we enter the sunset hour. Now the 2-2 from Chris Smith, the righty, with the bases loaded. This is just low and away to fill the count up for the second straight batter. And the runners will be able to be breaking as he delivers with three balls and two strikes and two outs. In the bottom of the third of a 4-0 ball game that the 45s are down by, but the tying run at the plate here. Here's the payoff pitch with Ducks on the pond. Misses wide and walking in a run. As DJ Parker will trot in and everybody else will move up 90 feet. And now Patrick Bowen Jr. to the plate after back-to-back walks. Patrick Bowen Jr. of the 45s will step into the left-hand batter's box. Looking to do some damage here for the 45. Left-hand batter, open stance, takes a called strike one right through the heart. He grounded out to first base his first time up tonight. Now the 0-1 misses low for ball two. One ball and one strike. Here's a 1-1 with two outs. Swing and a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes with runners at first, second, and third. Cabaret with third, Conklin at second, Chirito at first. The seventh batter of the inning for the 45s. Here's the 1-2. Just misses. So move the count to two balls and two strikes. As the battles continue. 2-2 with two outs. And the 2-2. Hit in the air toward shallow left center field. Should be playable, and it will be the left fielder, Johnson, coming on to squeeze it for the out. And the side is retired as the 45s leave them loaded, but they scratch one across before they are closed out here in this third inning. It's 4-1 after three complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash or hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
the top of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. As Pettingill will conclude his warm-up tosses here, as he will be pitching with a little bit less of a deficit now. It's 4-1. As the 45s were able to scratch one across, but they did leave him loaded in the bottom half of the third. After they were able to get a couple of hits and a couple of walks, but unfortunately for the 45s, only scratched one across. Previous inning for the Kings as they left two aboard. They got a couple of hits as well, and then just one walk. Strung them together just right to where they were able to get four runs, or two runs rather, and add on to their total for four runs. Now the 1-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Zach Altamura misses low for ball two, so it's two balls and one strike. Altamura, Johnson, and then the top of the order in E.J. Cord do up for the Kings. This one misses low and away. Makes count three balls and one strike. On the right-hand hitting shortstop with the compact stance deep in the box. Check swing, doesn't matter. That'll fill the count up at three balls and two strikes after it was delivered right down the heart. Now the count fills at three balls and two strikes. And this one misses wide for ball four, and it's a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. So the runner aboard for the nine-hitter Emmett Johnson, who flew out his last time up. That was the left field and Tyler Zanizer. So righty Pettingill kicks and deals. This is low and away for ball one. Nobody out. The 45 is looking to turn two. Bowen Jr. holding on the runner at first. 1-0. Showing bunt. Pops it. Foul. Out of play. Back on the third base side. Toward the dugout of the 45s. And the West Coast Kings playing out in Pleasant Hill, California, down there in the East Bay. Same city that I played junior college ball at. One of the two cities I played junior college ball at. Where it gets up to about 110, 115 some days. And not quite yet. It's not deep into the summer. Here's the 1-1. But this heat is not out of the ordinary for them, unlike a lot of the teams we play. Since I have been out in Pleasant Hill at multiple points, a very large handful of summers ago. Getting time in the cage out on the field when it's 110. The 2-1 delivery is on the outside corner. Trying to pull back the bunt in time was not successful. Emmett Johnson, the right-hand batter. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Pettingill, above the belt, kicks and deals. Misses low. Back-to-back batters have worked the count full on Pettingill. Count moves to three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff with nobody out. Right there at the knees. Bring them up. Strike three called. And Pettingill finally gets a K after about an inning and a half. The last time he got a K was Miles Clayton back in the second. And he's successful when he gets those strikeouts. He's got five of them tonight. As the top of the order, and E.J. Cord will step up to the plate for the Colt 45s. First pitch misses off the outside edge. One ball and no strikes. One's grounded up the middle. Glove by Mark Anthony Carroll. Flip the second for one. The relay to first in time as the Colt 45s turn it 4-6-3. And just like that, out of the jam is Lucas Pettingill and the Colt 45s, who they need to get that offense going, but unfortunately have not been able to do so. They will, however, look to do so here as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-1. The Colt 45 is down here. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Mark and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commute, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
You're in this 4-1, bottom of the fourth. If the 45s are down, it's a line shot into left center field for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Rounding first and headed for two is Brown. Turned in a spin throw from Johnson, and in with a stand-up leadoff double is Rowan Brown here in the fourth. So leadoff batter is aboard at second base and in scoring position with nobody out here. As we've entered the sunset hour, some beautiful orange and pink and purple clouds all around. A beautiful night for baseball as we drop below triple digits. Couldn't be happier. Now left-hand batter in Arthur Chavez to the plate, who struck out swinging his last time up. Courtesy runner as well for Brown. Jason Yeager. Thanks to Chad Johnson on the PA system. A whirl and a bluff back to second. Yeager chased back. Not every day you get Yeager chased. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 4-1. Infield shifts to the pull on the lefty. Swing and a miss. Count moves to one ball and one strike. No balls and one strike, rather. Smith comes set. Kicks and deals. Looking the runner back. Wing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball inside for strike two. And it's now no balls and two strikes. Smith peering in. Comes set as he checks the runner back at second. Kicks and deals, foul tips, and drops by the catcher. Just couldn't quite corral it. It's actually Deegan Paulos out there at first base, so I take that back. Both Chad and I have the batter incorrect. The runner, rather. Here's the 0-2. To the left hand, hitting Chavez with Paulos at second, fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Coming set. Smith. Rocks and deals. Swing! Miss. Got Chavez the chase. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Opening up Mark Anthony Carroll. Flew out to right his last time up. As it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here. And after going 3 1/3, be the end of the night for Chris Smith. So we'll cut to break here on KCNR to allow the southpaw to warm up. It looks like it's going to be the 7 of Everhard for the West Coast Kings as the day is done for Chris Smith. There's a runner at second with one out. The end of this night with the exclamation point. That exclamation mark being the strikeout swinging. It will be Mark Anthony Carroll facing off against Everhard when we return after this here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Everhard on in relief. The southpaw, a lefty pitcher, facing off against Mark Anthony Carroll here. So 45 is looking to do some damage and get this ball game going their way. As he will peer in at Mark Anthony Carroll. Ty Everhard out of Modesto Junior College. We'll get his first look at the 45s. Delivers wide. The right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. The runner at second is the responsibility of the righty Chris Smith. I'll call it a strike there. So 3 1/3 and 4 Ks in the outing for Chris Smith. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses off the plate. He's down 2 balls and 1 strike. Only allowed total of 4 hits in his outing as well. And then 1 run plus maybe more here. So misses low. Ball 3. Two balls and 1 strike with 1 out. Mark Anthony Carroll with the runner in scoring position trying to get him in. He's been hitting the ball well the last couple of days. There's a 2-1. Is popped up, skied toward the right fielder, charging in is Clayton. Calling for it is the second baseman, Cord. He calls him off and he'll settle underneath it for out number one. So Mark Anthony Carroll pops out to the second baseman for out number 2. Now we'll bring up the top of the order in Tyler Zanizer. Right-hand hitter. With the runner aboard, breaking ball misses upstairs for ball one to Zanizer, who struck out swinging twice tonight. He readies with the open stance. And that one will miss wide for ball 2. Now that 2-0, this is up and away again for ball 3. Tyler Zanizer. Tyler Zanizer trying to get that runner in with two outs. Here's the 3-0. This is low and in for ball four, and Zanizer issued the four-pitch walk as there's still motion and commotion here for the Colt 45s. They have runners at first and second now with two outs. And it's going to be the right end hitting DJ Parker to the plate, who's lined out to right and then singled and came around to score, using that speed to his advantage. Waving the bat back and forth. See, Reddy's now with that wide stance and slightly open. The first pitch from the southpaw is fouled back to the screen for called strike one. A pair of runs in the second and third for the West Coast Kings, and the lone run last inning for the 45s. It's a 4-1 bottom of the fourth. DJ Parker is going to swap out bats here. Looks like he splintered his bat. And already with a new piece of lumber. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. No balls and two strikes with runners at first and second. The flag down center field now blowing a little bit left to right and blowing out just a tad. The 0-2 is a line shot down the left field line, but way foul as Parker stays alive at no balls and two strikes. Now with a new baseball, Everhard climbs back up the hill, trying to finish off this fourth inning. Here's the 0-2 as he checks the runner. Kicks and delivers, misses way up and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes with two outs. You're in the bottom of the fourth of a 4-1 ball game. The 1-2 from Everhard misses, goes all the way to the backstop. Actually, I thought it went off the foot of DJ Parker, but turns out it didn't. Kind of looked like he winced in pain for a second. So moving up to second base on the wild, or third base rather, on the wild pitch is Deegan Paulos. Now the 2-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Parker with the runner at third. Or is it second and third, rather? Escapes the clutches of the catcher yet again, but able to get to it quickly. As both runners, again, moved up 90 feet. Now it's three balls and two strikes for Parker. On deck, should the inning continue, is Nicholas Caballero. There's the payoff with two outs. The runners will be able to be breaking on this next pitch. The payoff with two outs and runners at second and third. The tying run at the plate as a line shot into center field ranging over is Thompson, playable for him, into a dive and a catch for Thompson seals this fourth inning as the Colt 45 threaten, but they fail to score. They leave a pair aboard here as we conclude things in the fourth. It's 4-1 as we head to the fifth here on KCNR. Jeff Redding tonight's game sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Everyone, welcome back. It's the top of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field.
Hittingill goes four. Will be Colton Sewell on in relief for the 45s after Hittingill goes four innings. Four innings of four hits and four runs. Bullock to the plate. Walk two and struck out five. The first pitch to Bullock. Called ball. He singled his last time up and came around to score. Sewell from the first base side rocks and deals on the outside corner at the belt to even the count up at one ball and one strike. The lights have now taken full effect here at Tiger Field. The 1-1 right in there again. First strike two. One ball and two strikes. Even stands for the left-hand hitting, John Bullock. Sewell readies. Gets a sign and comes set. Out of the stretch, rocks and deals. The 1-2 is fouled on the first base side, grounded at foul. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. One, two, on the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Bullock is gone, a-looking. That'll bring up Julian Combra, who struck out swinging and walked tonight. Right-hand batter. With one out, open stance. Sewell rocks and deals. On the outside corner, great pitch there. Just painting the black. No balls and one strike. The 0-1 misses wide. One ball and one strike. The right-hand batter, Combra. There's the 1-1 with one out. And nobody on right there for a called strike two. Second consecutive batter with a 1-2 count facing off against Colton Sewell. Now the 1-2 from Sewell out of the stretch. This is wide. We're in this 4-1, top of the fifth inning. Now the 2-2 from the righty Sewell off the first base side. Just misses up and away, about as close as you can put a baseball. Great pitch. We'll see if he works back inside or gets him to chase a breaking ball away. Sewell gets a sign, rocks and deals the payoff. The ground ball toward the first baseman. Sees a weird hop off the turf, off his chest, gathers, throws the first, not in time. He's going to hold on to it, actually. And getting aboard is Combra on the E3. Took a weird hop off that infield grass from grass to dirt. That odd lip and down odd toward him. And took a skip right off the chest of the first baseman, Bowen Jr. And now on the E3, Combra is aboard. That will bring up Miles Clayton, the right fielder, who's paid and hit a sacrifice fly tonight. Here's the first pitch. With one out. 45 is a double play depth. They'll look for two on the infield. Try and get the twin killing. So they've already done once tonight. Here's the 1-0. Off the first base side. Hit in the air towards center. D'Amico Parker giving chase. Should be playable for him, and he'll settle underneath it for out number two. Solid contact there from Clayton, but it's not enough to do any damage. And that will bring up Caleb Hendricks with two outs now, who has he reached second on that drop third strike in the E2 and then singled his last time up. That was, of course, off of Pettingill, with this being the first inning for the righty Sewell. It's the right-hand hitting Hendricks, right-hand batter. 1-2 on the night. First pitch misses low. Back pick down to first on a hop and picked by Bowen Jr. The throw from Rowan Brown was just a bit off target. Now the pitch almost takes out the head of Hendricks as he takes a deep breath and goes for a little stroll for that one, ducking out of the way. It's count ball one, count now 1-1 and no strikes with 2 outs. Taking the second base in the process was Canberra on the wild pitch, so he's in scoring position now. Now time called as you get a break in the action on Rowan Brown. We'll go chat it up with his pitcher, Sewell. Make sure that they're on the same page with 2 outs of a 4-1 ball game. The Colt 45s caught in a deficit, which has not been the story of this season, nor was it the story of last season. Bending at the waist is Sewell. Comes set, glove up near his back shoulder, checks the runner at second. Rocks and deals from the first base side. Right down Broadway for a called strike two. One runner aboard via the E3. Sewell motioning for Brown to go back through the signs. Now ready. The wind picking up left to right field. Infield and outfield playing straight up. Here's the 1-2 with 2 outs. The run on second. This is wide for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 gone, you're in a 4-1 top of the fifth inning. Sewell, arm dangling. Now comes set. Runner takes his lead from second. That's Canberra. Now the 2-2. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again as the battle continues between the right-hand hitting Hendricks and Colton Sewell working from that first base side of the rubber. Sewell readies as the right hand hitting Caleb Hendricks steps back in. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And the 2-2. Sewell. See, readies. Yet again, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at second with 2 outs here in the top of the 5th. The 2-2 delivery from Sewell. Fouled up and away, and we'll do it again as it heads toward the parking lot. Cam Reich, the home plate umpire, is going to need more baseballs. So an even longer break in the action than typical. Two balls and 2 strikes. We'll do it again. Caleb Hendricks, the catcher for the West Coast Kings. Sewell comes set. Blocks and deals from the first base side. And a roll and a bluff, they're back to second base. Tag applied, not in time. Diving in head first was Julian Cambra. Now Sewell readies. Yet again as the battle. It's been about an 8-pitch battle now. The 2-2 from Sewell. The runner at second. It's waved at. Just got a piece of it as it goes back to the screen. And it continues between Cambra and the right hand hitting Hendricks. Sewell gets his signs as Hendricks digs back in with the open stance. He's deep in the box. The runner at second base here of a 4-1, top of the 5th inning. Sewell rocks and deals out of the stretch. Misses wide, goes all the way to backstop, and easily taking third is Caleb Hendricks on another wild pitch. Now Sewell will stroll back to the mound. 3 balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs, and now the runner at third, Julian Cambra, will be able to break on whatever happens next. He'll be in motion as soon as Mr. Sewell begins his delivery toward home. Here's the payoff. Misses wide for ball 4. That'll put runners at the corners as Hendricks wins the battle. Now it's the left-hand batter, Teo Thompson, who's doubled and reached on a fielder's choice tonight. We'll step into the box for the West Coast Kings. So runners will take their leads from the corners with 2 outs here, a 4-1 top of the 5th. Sewell trying to get these 45s back to the dugout and get the bats awake for the rest of this ball game. This is low and away for ball 1. The even stance. Sewell with the right on left matchup. This is low for ball 2. Two balls and no strikes. A 2-0 on the inside corner. Makes count 2 balls and 1 strike. With 2 outs. Again, 4-1 as things start to dwindle here in the top of the 5th. There's a line shot over the head of the third baseman, Caparillo, leaping for it, can't get it. Zanizer to play it back. Trotting in to score is Cambra. It's now 5-1 up to second base. Goes Hendricks, and it's an RBI single for Teo Thompson. The second hit of the night. And that will bring up Jimmy McNiven here in the top of the 5th inning. McNiven, the right-hand batter, will dig into the box. With the runners at first and second, they're playing behind the runners. That cross breeze blowing left to right field with 2 outs. Colt 45s can get the bats awake. They have the capability to climb back from this 4-run deficit. The first pitch to the righty. This is low and away for ball 1.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
McNiven facing off against Colton Sewell here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where we've dropped down to a beautiful 90 degrees under semi-dark skies overhead as when catches the outside corner to even the count of it, one ball and one strike. Hugh McNiven, who's 0 for 2 tonight, pitching the ground out and the fly out. Now the 1-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It went around. Called going around by the home plate umpire, Cam Reich. Let's. One ball and two strikes now with two outs as the runners will take their leads from first and second. Sewell readies from the first base side of the stretch. Wide open stance for the right end hitting McNiven. The 1-2. Misses low as the runners go, and they'll both easily get stolen base after the pitch misses way low and in. Couldn't be corralled by Rowan Brown. Now it's two balls and two strikes with two outs. 5-1 in the top of the fifth. And where the lights have taken full effect here. Now the 2-2 is fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. No balls and one strike. The 0-1. Misses low. Count evens at one ball and one strike now with two gone. You're in a 5-1 ball game.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Yeah, I love it's so much fun. I'm unfortunately a diehard Oakland A's fan. So I grew up with like Morak and Vince Trent, all those guys. Also like John Miller. I come in the Bay Area, so like Tim Roy with the Warriors. And Sharks Radio with the Bears now. So yeah, this
Nick Bassetti.
It's awesome.
And we're in the middle of a pitching change here on KCNR after some unfortunate technical difficulties on both sides of the ball. It's going to be Jason Yeager on in relief for the 45s. And I mean, what a debacle it's been here tonight for, I would say, both teams respectively, but West Coast Kings are able to put some runs on the board. Unlike the Colt 45s, they haven't had those bats get awake yet. They used up a lot of the power in the last couple ball games or so against the South Bay Storm, it seems like, but they've only gone through the order a couple of times. So if you're the Colt 45s, you really expect something to get going here after the first two-thirds of the inning are Colton Sewell, but after that, it's going to be Jason Yeager for the 45s facing off against the West Coast Kings. This is a case of needing to shut the door.
on these guys. And again, the Colt 45 just can't seem to get some runs going, and the West Coast Kings just have traffic everywhere on the base paths. They've been able to do it all fairly well so far. And there's one thing I know about Colt 45's baseball. It's only a matter of time before the offense really starts to roll. And when it does, it is a very difficult train to stop. Now it's the right-hand batter to the plate for the West Coast Kings. Here's the first pitch from Jaeger on in relief. Right, just a bit upstairs. Caught up in the northern hemisphere. For ball one. With two outs. Now this one, off speed, just misses. So two balls and no strikes for the pinch hitting number four, Porter. For the shortstop, Altamura. Now a 3-0 count, so whatever he's doing, it's working well. Facing off against Jaeger. With the bases loaded. Three inherited runners here for Jason Jaeger. Delivers one right down Broadway for a called strike one. Three to one with, or three and one count rather, with two outs. This one fouled up and away, out of play, and it will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. There's two gone here, and the bases loaded. And all three of the runners aboard are the responsibility of the previous pitcher, Colton Sewell. Right-hand batter, working a 3-2 count. Now off the first base side, Jaeger, the payoff pitch with two outs. As a line shot towards center, Parker, playable for him. He'll track it down, and that is out number three. The side is retired, but one run across. They threaten, but they fail to score more. They leave him loaded. It's 5-1. We're halfway through our ball game tonight here from Taggart Field. As tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hey, baseball fans, looking for some exciting local action? Come cheer for our own Boys of Summer, the Colt 45s. Experience the thrill of the game with just a $6 entry. Bring the whole family and enjoy great food and entertainment at Tiger Field. It's fantastic family fun that you don't want to miss. But hurry, the season ends on July 31st. Grab your tickets now for an unforgettable time at Tiger Field with the Colt 45s. Go team!
Oh, put me in cold.
And Chiarito due up, third short and right field. And if Chiarito played first base tonight, you would have had Cabarrio, Conklin, Carroll, and Chiarito around the horn. Little alliteration infield. And as this next one misses wide for ball four, so a leadoff walk issue to Cabarrio. See if I can talk to Bob Anderson, see if I can get him to do that. The alliteration infield. Carroll, Conklin, Chiarito, and Cabarrio from first to third base. That'd be pretty awesome. Just for fun, of course. As Preston Conklin to the plate for the 45s. He's walked twice tonight. Or rather, reached on the E4 and walked tonight. Called strike one on the outside corner. Should bunt there in the blink of an eye. Now the 0-1. Check swing. Appeal to first. The answer is no. So 1-1. One ball and one strike. The new shortstop for the Kings. Looks like it's Porter out there. It's a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole and through for a base hit. Now we'll move both runners up. Move the runner up 90 feet, rather, as Conklin is aboard, a walk and a single. Preston Conklin singles into left. Now Braden Chiarito to the plate for the 45s. Left-hand batter. Blake Porter from USF. Which USF? University of San Francisco, of course, in the Bay Area. About, I'd say, an hour 15 with traffic away from Pleasant Hill, California. Showing bunt, pulling it back, swinging away, and up into the crowd this one goes. And almost caught by a fan, just stabbed at, no glove, where fan's going to be able to make a play on it in the parking lot. Had to reach up over the chain link fence and just kind of ran out of real estate to get to it. Now the 1-1 with a new baseball. Runners at first and second, they take their leads. The Kings, eager to turn two, breaking ball drops just a bit off the plate outside. So move the count to two balls and one strike. With nobody out. The 2-1 misses wide again for ball three. Three balls and one strike. With nobody out, the 45s have a lot to work with here as they have early traffic on the bases. So 3-1 to the lefty. Left on left matchup here. Disadvantage to the batter in this scenario. The 3-1 pitch from the southpaw Everhard. Misses inside, and that will load the bases. And the fifth inning has kind of been very successful for the 45s this year in particular. It's been the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings that they're able to get some runs across. And this one courtesy of the free pass, which is also very typical of what typically happens. It's walks and
the free passes in general, walks, hit by pitches, sometimes errors, but in the midst of all that, when you get some hits and some extra base hits, all of a sudden you can put a handful of runs on the board. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out, but a force at every base for the Kings. And a breaking ball drops in there for a cold strike one to Patrick Bowen Jr., the first baseman tonight, who's 0 for 2. The one of three Colt 45s who has not gotten aboard tonight. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning of a 5-1 ball game, with one strike, chopped by the first baseman gloves. He's going to go home to get the force, and no play back at first or any other base. So they got the lead runner out at home for out number one on the 3-2. Reaching on a fielder's choice is Bowen Jr. And the bases remain loaded now due to the fielder's choice, getting the force on the lead runner with everyone at every base. Now it's the left hand hitting Rowan Brown to the plate. Little flare hit back up over the crowd here on this third base side. Caroms into the bocce ball court back behind us. No balls and one strike with one out. Steven stands for the left hand batter. Ty Everhard, working from that third base side out of the stretch. Stops the breaking ball just a bit inside. That breaking ball is what's consistently worked for him. Rowan Brown battling here. Now the 1-1 delivery. This is upstairs, a little bit off the plate. Count moves to two balls and one strike. Some command issues here in this fifth inning. Left-hand batter due up in Arthur Chavez as well. String of lefty on left matchups here in this fifth inning. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Moves the count to two balls and two strikes on Rowan Brown, the backstop for the 45s tonight. Now the lefty comes set, rocks and deals. Breaking ball, chopped at the shortstop. Gloves flips to second for one. The relay to first, picked at the other end. 6-4-3, Taylor made, and the side is retired. The 45s leave them loaded. Strutting off the mound is Everhard. At the end of five, it's 5-1. The 45s caught in the deficit. They're down by four. What an inning for the West Coast Kings. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Yerta Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 1-1 Cal. Here on the right-hand hitting nine-hitter, Emmett Johnson for the West Coast Kings. There's a chopper toward the mound. Sewell gloves, flips the first in time, and I take that back to the seventh, Jason Yeager, who's has been on in relief, rather, with the 1-3, doing a great job of fielding his position. Four out, number one. That's the top of the order to the plate now. Right-hand batter. So first, second pitch rather, on the outside corner, teeming the count up at 1-1. This next one just misses way upstairs for 2. So 2-1. With one out and nobody on. So misses low and away for 3. With one out, nobody on. And styled toward the first base coach, not the bare hand grab. Couldn't quite corral it. Now the count fills at 3-2. This one's styled back toward the screen where a couple of fans were ready for it. Now it's time for the payoff pitch. With nobody on. You're in the top of the sixth inning of a 5-1 ball game. Foul back to the screen as the battle continues. Again, with one out, the infield and outfield playing straight up. The wind just barely blowing out toward right center. Payoff swing and a miss. Blew it by him. And it's the first K of the night for Jason Yeager. That is out number 2, and it will bring up John Bullock. An 8-pitch battle there. Been a handful of 8-10 pitch battles tonight. And that's the left-hand hitting John Bullock. Okay. He takes one on the outside corner for a called strike one. Six. This one misses wide. Now bounce it in there, and the count moves to two balls and one strike.
What is going on right now?
The first really hot game we've had this year. This one's fouled up and over my head, back toward the bocce ball courts and beyond the Tiger Field Grill back behind me, where the best burgers in town are made. Grilled right here on the spot. That beautiful blend of Wagyu beef. Usually have one before just about every ball game. So this one misses up and away for ball three. Couldn't get him on the breaking ball, and that will fill the count up at three balls and two strikes. Even stance. Now the payoff with two gone. Swing! Jaeger, back-to-back K's, blows the heater by him, and the side is retired as the Kings go. 1-2-3 here in the sixth. It's 5-1 after 5.5 complete here at Tiger Field, where the game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by Market and Eureka Way at Quick and Clean Car Wash today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Reading, California. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. The West Coast Kings will have a new pitcher on in relief, Brady Spencer. And for the West Coast Kings, a new pitcher on in relief here in the bottom of the sixth inning of a 5-1 ball game. There's a chopper toward the second baseman ranging to his left, handles the hop, flips to first in time. 4-3 to retire Arthur Chavez. Routine play for the second baseman. Now it's the right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Now the righty rocks and deals. Misses inside. For ball one. Brady Spencer out of Westmont. I believe Spencer was on the team last year as well. Here in the sixth inning. Now 2-0 is chopped for the shortstop, handles the hop. Gloves, strong throw to first, a little bit high tag applied by the first baseman in time. What a play by Camber on the other end on the 6-3. He came off the bag after rising to catch the throw.
and then applied the tag to Mark Anthony Carroll, speedily making his way down the line. Wow, that was great stuff from the first baseman. And I've said it before, I've beat the proverbial dead horse with it, but if you invest in a first baseman, all of a sudden you got a ball club. The first pitch to the top Yoder and Tyler Zanizer to the plate. This is wide for ball one. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning of a 5-1 ball game that the West Coast Kings lead, breaking ball on the inner half to even the count up at 1-1. And now we're doing something that none of us are quite familiar with. The Colt 45s are actually down late in the ball game. As we approach 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, they're running out of outs. And there's already two gone here in this bottom of the sixth. So 2-1 is going to actually just barely catch Zanizer. So he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. He's aboard for the second time tonight. I'll bring up the right-hand hitting D'Amico Parker, who's probably been the most promising bat for the 45s this year. He's batting .320 on the year, but also all around just hits the ball hard and also he's got plus-plus speed all the way from Seattle, Washington, and playing at Lassen College. Lassen Junior College, the same college as a handful of others on the roster. Here's a ground ball past the diving shortstop for a base hit. It's a hard hit knock for DJ Parker as he takes a wide turn at first. Zanizer holding at first base. D'Amico Parker on cue, hitting the ball hard through the 5-6 hole on the left side. And now it will be Nicholas Caballero to the plate. Also, that was a fantastic outing from Ty Everhart. It went an inning and 2/3 plus, but had traffic on the bases as the bases loaded. Got a ground ball. They threw home, got the lead runner, and nobody scored. And then rolled up a double play up the middle to get the out, the two outs, and get the twin killing and head back to the dugout unscathed. Here's a chopper up the middle off the glove of the pitcher Spencer, gloved by the second baseman, flipped to short in time for the out. Wow. A 1-4-6 fielder's choice will end things here as Caballero technically reaches, but called out at second base is DJ Parker as the side is retired. After six complete, it's 5-1. The 45's down. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and hand wash where they take the time to Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. And part of the issue with that was Bob Anderson was going out to have a conversation with the field umpire, and I thought we were going to have some fireworks. But alas, it is not 4th of July yet, as I slowed down in the middle of my ad read. We're going to cut the break here on KCNR as we head to the top of the 7th inning.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back. Jaeger in his second full inning of work, facing off against Canberra, Clayton, and Hendricks.
as the first pitch is fouled off into the parking lot. 4-1. Canberra has Cade walked and reached on an error tonight. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty. Fouled up and away into the parking lot again. Way out there for 2. And in an 0-2 hole after he's laid on a couple of pitches here. And the 0-2 from Jason Yeager. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. A clean knock as Parker plays it back. Now Miles Clayton to the plate, who's Cade hit a sacrifice fly and flown out to center. Left-hand batter patrolling right field tonight. Infield moves to double play depth. Even stands for the lefty. Bowen Jr. holding on the runner at first. First pitch misses just a bit upstairs for 1. One ball and no strikes. With nobody out here in the top of the 7th inning. 1-0 misses wide. And that's 2. 2 balls and no strikes. With the runner on first. Someone's fouled back up and away again. 2 balls and 1 strike after a large handful of foul balls here in this 7th inning. Two and one with nobody out and the runner at first being held on by Bowen Jr. Working from the stretch is Jason Yeager. It's a ground ball on the third base side foul to make the count 2-2. Here in the top of the 7th inning, the last 2 ball games last weekend against the Alameda Anchors were 3.5 hours, both of them. And this one, knock on wood, the pacing slowed down a little bit, but so far lots of action. Hopefully it stays that way. We're a quick pace, but lots of action, which is the best brand of baseball to watch out here with your family under some Reading, beautiful summer Reading weather when it cools off later at night. Come out and catch a game with the family. This one misses for 3. That'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out. 45 is looking for a double play. Runner goes, and the pitch is low. So I'll put runners at 1st and 2nd for the Kings. Still just a double play away of getting something going their way here, but Eric Winchester, the Simpson alum and a fellow Red Hawk, is going to stroll out to the mound, chat things up with his whole infield. And Jason Yeager here, settle everyone back in this 5-1 top of the 7th inning. The West Coast Kings gather on their side as well, the first base coaches along with the manager, Kyle Gross, just to chat things over. Talk it up a bit. And they make their way back as the meeting on the mound will be broken up by Cam Reich, the home plate umpire. Now everything all done. It's the 2nd mound visit tonight for Eric Winchester. A 5-1 ball game. Pair of runs in the third and fourth, in the second and third rather, and then the lone run in the 5th inning for the West Coast Kings. Here we are in the 7th of a 5-1 ball game that the 45s are down in, and they have 9 more outs to work with. Here's the pitch showing bunt, gets it down, but foul. Not sure exactly what happened. There's some barking going on amongst umpires and runners. Now the umpires are going to come together, the trio of them. Chat things over.
just to see, make sure they're all on the same page as well, as seems to happen here in the seventh inning at Tiger Field. There's always something happening in the seventh inning. And it is called foul ball. Reassured here by Cam Reich, the home plate umpire. 0-1 count. Now Gager comes set from the first base side. Patrick Bone Jr. in on the grasp, showing bunt, pulling it back. Called strike two with nobody out. It's Caleb Hendricks, who's got on via the K, a single, and then the walk tonight, showing bunt. See Reddy's. Now the O stepping off. World a throwback to second base is not in time. Back standing up is Canberra. So no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2, and buffing this one foul for strike three. And it was some high cheddar way up near his head, and decided to bunt it foul regardless. Thought he was going to be able to keep it fair down the third base side. Ends up going foul, and when you bunt with two strikes and it goes foul, that is in fact a strikeout. So down on strikes goes Mr. Hendricks. And that will bring up Teo Thompson. Now the 45s are a twin killing away from getting out of the inning, with the runners on first and second, the infield playing behind them. Swinging away. Grounded toward the first baseman, Patrick Bowen Jr. He's going to take it himself to first. And everybody else moves up 90 feet. It's a good job by Patrick Bowen Jr. to just get the out. That was also a great piece of hitting there to get it to the right side and advance the runners. If you're going to get out, might as well make it a productive out. It was in the case of Teo Thompson, who's been great in the bottom half of the order tonight for the West Coast Kings. The runners at second and third for Jimmy McNiven. Correction, it will be Minton for the West Coast Kings. Davis Minton, right-hand batter, taking over for Davis McNiven, or Jimmy McNiven, rather, Davis Minton. First pitch misses wide for ball one. So pinch hitter here in the seventh. So I make my markings and everything else on my scorecard just to make sure I have everything right for you guys on the other side of the airwaves. Bounced in there. Almost escapes Brown completely. It got outside the circle, but not quite far enough to get some free real estate for the base runners. Now it's two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 from the righty on the first base side. Right down Broadway for a called strike one. Two balls and one strike. With two outs and the runners at second and third. 2-1, misses wide. Catches the outside corner, rather, for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2, it's a ground ball up the middle, charging Carroll. Gloves. Hurried throw to first in time for the 4-3 putout, and the side is retired as the Kings threaten, but they fail to score. They lead 2-4 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We'll be back in just a few moments.
and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults, $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Reading Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting readingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Brady Spencer in his second full inning of work, facing off against Chiarito. Due up was Conklin, Chiarito, and Bowen Jr. Now Chiarito and Bowen Jr. will be the minimum. Some action out in the West Coast Kings bullpen down there in right field. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Misses low and in. Even the count up at one ball and one strike. With nobody out and the runner on first, that's Conklin, and two double plays already turned tonight. The West Coast Kings, and it's kind of been the thorn on the side of the 45s. This one's fouled back toward the screen for strike two. One ball and two strikes. With nobody out. Left-hand batter facing off against the right-hand pitching, Brady Spencer. The 1-2, runner goes. Third blocked by the catcher and taking second base easily is Preston Conklin. So he'll be credited with the stolen base. It was a wild pitch in the process, but nevertheless, still a stolen base. Likely would have had it, got a huge jump off the pitcher. It was about halfway to second base. Now the 2-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Chirito with Conklin in scoring position here in this 5-1 bottom of the seventh that the Colt 45s are down by four in. So this one evens the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Or moves the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes, rather, after it was 2-2 after the ball, the pitch was taken in the dirt for a ball. Now the payoff with nobody out and the runner at second. Spencer comes set. Rocks and deals. Just off the plate outside. And the free pass issued. Which has been the way the Colt 45s have made their money in the past. First and second for the left-hand hitting Patrick Bowen Jr. Who will step up to the plate here. Here in this 5-1, bottom of the seventh. Now, whirl and a bluff throwback to second base is not in time, diving in, and then the throw caroms into center field and unable to advance on it. After a couple of the players got all tangled up. Now the shortstop's going to walk it back into his pitcher. So Conklin remaining at second base, thought about trying for third, but did not. So runners at first and second. A third baseman playing in on the grass for the left-hand batting Patrick Bowen Jr. With the Sox up high, he's deep in the box, but quite vertical stance. Breaking ball, chopped up the third baseman, gloves, he's going to tag third, throw to first, kicked at the other end, but dropped. And safe at first, but the lead runner out. Great job by the third baseman. Again, got a glaze where the glaze is needed for the third baseman. Playing the hot corner, he was in on the grass, so playing at about 88 feet. A line shot to him on a couple of hops, grabbed it, tagged third, and went to make a strong throw to first, but it was just a little bit down in the grass and reaching on the fielder's choices, or the E5 rather, I believe that'll be ruled, but he might have beat the throw regardless, so put it down as a fielder's choice. Be nice to the West Coast Kings in my scorebooks. This one's fouled off the catcher for strike one by Rowan Brown. Moving up to second base was Chiarito. Don't want to forget that. So five unassisted fielder's choice. Now I've made a complete mess of my scorecard. No balls and one strike. Here's the 0-1. Hit in the air toward left. Johnson tracking down right to the warning track, reaching up, and he'll squeeze it for out number two as the runners aboard will retrace their steps. It was up the alley and just a little bit too much air underneath it. Barreled it, but able to chase it down was the left fielder Emmett Johnson for out number two. Now there's two gone with runners at first and second of a 5-1 ball game. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Bob Anderson now out to the home plate umpire. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for the 45s. It's going to be the 9 of Tyler Jones, the high school senior catcher from Shasta High School and intended to go to Double River. 6'185", a right on right matchup here. So Tyler Jones getting a chance here in the bottom half of the seventh inning with the 45s threatening. Right-hand hitter, wide open stance. First pitch. Misses way inside, caroms off the catcher toward the backstop, and both runners will advance 90 feet. That'll put runners at second and third on the wild pitch. The hometown kid, one of a few on the roster for the 45s. He's batting in the spot of Arthur Chavez, the designated hitter tonight. He was 0-for-3 with a couple of Ks and a ground out to second base. Now the 1-0 with two runners in scoring position. Wide open stance and a wide stance for the righty. Misses just a bit low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Waves the bat back and forth. Now the 2-0. Right there at the knees on the outside corner to make the count. Two balls and one strike. With two gone, you're in a 5-1 ball game. The 45 still have that tying run in the dugout. They are down by four. The 2-1. It's a line shot off the glove. Cams at the second baseman. Charges, throws the first in time for the out. Another 1-4-3. But this time not a double play. It's just a routine ground out. And folks, you couldn't make it up if you tried. Somehow, some way, the West Coast Kings have found a way. You got to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good. And it just keeps going their way tonight. And it's the second 1-4-3 put out for, I should say not even 1-4-3, but the 1-4 plus put out for the West Coast Kings as we head to break here. At the end of seven complete, it's 5-1. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Braxton Swetland on the hill for the Colt 45s here. In this top of the eighth inning, and the Colt 45s have left a ton aboard tonight. They just can't seem to stretch one across. They've left a total of, if my math is correct, 14. As the Cottonwood native will step out there with the socks up high, the southpaw readies, as he concludes his warm-up tosses with the new catcher as well for the 45s, the 17 of Fernando Dominguez. So, instead of Rowan Brown, so Dominguez, it will be the battery mate. And then the new pitcher in Braxton Swetland taking over for Jason Yeager, who went 2 1/3 of one hit, no run baseball. He struck out 3 and walked only 1. Had to get my math right, make sure everything was all good on the scorecard. As the shortstop, Blake Porter, will step to the plate. Porter taking over for Altamura in the previous inning. Now Dominguez here in the seventh taking over. Had to get all my housekeeping in order, make sure the scorecard was all correct informationally speaking. This first one, this is inside for ball one. Casey Porter flew out to center his last time up.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
As you are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green here with you for this Friday night edition. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us as we will take you the rest of the way as we've hit the 10 o'clock hour, and we're approaching that three-hour mark as well. Again, this ballgame at 7:18. Under 100-degree conditions, the first triple-digit game of the year. It's now dropped down to 86 with a slight breeze blowing off and on. It's been phenomenal tonight. Here's the 2-0 from Swetland, hit in the air toward right, mile high, playable for the right fielder, Chirito, camp underneath it, and finally wait for it to come down for out number one, skied to right field, and that will bring up Emmett Johnson, who's 0 for 3 tonight.
Porter flies out to right fielder, Chirito.
And it will be a pinch hitter, actually, in the 5 of Hartman. James Hartman out of Contra Costa College. Facing off against Braxton Swetland.
Substitution.
Got a handful of substitutions, and this is a substitution I actually beat our PA guy, Chad Johnson, too, which is rare. James Hartman from Contra Costa College. As this first pitch misses upstairs for ball one. My scorecard littered with a bunch of different colors tonight. Usually it's fairly neat, but again, a Contra Costa Community College product. One ball and one strike. With one out, the outfield, the center fielder, D'Amico Parker, shaded a couple of steps toward left. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. In this left-on-right matchup, swing and a miss for strike two. Got him to chase the off-speed. Braxton Swetland featuring a fastball, changeup, and also slider. If I caught all of that correctly, at least, during his warm-up tosses. Here's the 1-2 from the southpaw. Yes! Just a bit low and away. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Braxton Swetland out of Cottonwood, California in Shasta College. 6'6", 250 freshman. Under the guise of Eric Winchester this last year, the pitching coach at Shasta College, and the pitching coach here for the 45s. Here's a 2-2. Misses just a bit upstairs. It was over but high. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the payoff with one out. We've had a slew of them tonight. Payoff pitches, that is. Here it is. Foul tip back to the screen, staying alive just barely. Staying alive like the Bee Gees. Still with one out. Nobody on. Here's the payoff yet again with one out. And that'll miss low as James Hartman wins the battle. He'll be aboard via the walk. Here in this top of the 8th inning, as E.J. Cord will step up to the plate. He's 0 for 3 tonight, rather, but he reached on that error and then had that 8-pitch at bat his last time up in the 6th. One on first. Now there's a double play in order for the 45s. They shade Carroll at second and Conklin at short up the middle. Runner goes. Huge jump throw down to second base. Not in time. It's offline. And not in time. As Fernando Dominguez not able to throw out this speedy James Hartman, who, with a clean steal of second base, puts himself in scoring position. No balls and one strike with the runner on second. In a 5-1 ball game. And the 0-1, he's headed for third. This one's fouled up and away toward the parking lot. He would have had a second stolen base had E.J. Cord not swung at that pitch. He was late on it, fouled it way off over the first base side. you assume Braxton Swetland here is going to go back to the fastball. Try and locate it well and beat the right-hand hitting E.J. Cord. Now the 0-2 as he looks the runner back at second. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Runner not going. Pitch taken up high. Missed upstairs. Trying to get him to chase. Now the 1-2 from Swetland. Again with the socks up high, the long black sleeves underneath the white sleeveless top and the white bottoms. Looks the runner back to second. We're on a bluff. He's going to throw it into center field. And now D'Amico Parker up at the ball is not going to make the throw. And that's an E1 and plus 90 feet goes to James Hartman. And adding insult to injury there. Whirl in a bluff, decided not to throw it, and then midway through deciding not to throw, decided to throw it to second base where Conklin was covering second base, but it was way out of his control to get to it. Actually ended up jumping over Hartman, who dove back into second base head first, went over him and got tipped over a little bit in the process after Hartman speedily tried to get up and run to third base. Now the 45s draw the infield in with one out. Here's the 1-2 delivery to E.J. Cord from Braxton Swetland. Misses inside. Brushing Cord off the plate. So he moves out of the way. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swetland peering in. Need a punch out or a ground out here. Anything hit medium depth, they'll likely try and tag up on. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Swetland. Misses inside again. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the payoff with one out. To the top of the order, the second baseman, E.J. Cord. Swetland comes set. Rocks and deals with the infield in. Check swing, misses wide. Appeal to first, the answer's no. 45s almost caught a break there, but with one out, runners at the corners, but the double play back in order. That's the left-hand hitting John Bullock to the plate. He's 1-for-4 tonight. A ground out, a single that he came around to score on, and then a couple of Ks. Left-hand hitter, left-hand pitcher, a left-on-left matchup. The disadvantage, as said before, goes to the batter here. Old 45 is winning that double play ball. Pitch right on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike one. A 1-1 from Braxton Swetland. As the runner with a huge jump at second base goes past the catcher and turned off the umpire. And Cam Reich is going to take a second to breathe a little bit as both the umpires are going to make their way out to talk to Cam Reich, make sure he's all right. He wore that on the mask. Went somewhere off the bat and also the catcher Fernando Dominguez, of course, hand-delivering that baseball out to his pitcher just to allow for Cam Reich to breathe for a second. So we have David Wiley back in the studio mixing things up for us on the music side of things, showing some great songs. Paleo and Stockton get a shout-out in that song. I think Concord does also, which is the neighboring city of Pleasant Hill. Fun fact for all you non-Bay Area fans that might be tuning in, or even Bay Area fans tuning in. Just a little shout out Some love to the Bay. Here's the 2-1. This is inside. So three balls and one strike after both runners advance. The infield draws back in, no double play in order to that wild pitch. So 3-1 count on John Bullock, the designated hitter tonight for the West Coast Kings, rather. Here's the 3-1. Southern Hemisphere right there to fill the count up to three balls and two strikes. With one out. The third straight batter that has worked the count full on the southpaw, Braxton Swetland, the kid from Cottonwood. Here's the payoff yet again to the lefty. Foul back to the on-deck hitter, who almost made a play on it with the right hand, Julian Combra. Three balls and two strikes with one out. Swetland with a deep breath, kicks and deals. This one's out back and right over our heads toward the kids' play area. Or some fan's going to get a souvenir. As the battle continues, now with a new baseball, Swetland readies. The infield drawn back in with the runners at second and third and one out. The 3-2. It's chopped foul where the first base coach can't quite make a play on it. Count stays full at three balls and two strikes. With one out, Swetland battling here against the lefty, trying to get the punch out. Here's the payoff with the infield in. The outfield playing straight up, medium depth. A little line shot, little flare into right center field for a base hit. Trotting into score and then rounding third and coming into score without a throw is the trailing runner, E.J. Cord. So Hartman trots in, Cord comes around third as Bullock gets the two RBI single, and it is now a 7-1 ball game. And for all you diehard Colt 45 fans, well, maybe I shouldn't have said in the pregame show that the Colt 45s are looking to continue their 8-0 winning streak to start the year. And now the runner on first. Again, the double play back in order for Swetland just to get out of the inning, be done, and reset the traffic on the base paths. The southpaw readies with the runner at first being held on by Patrick Bowen Jr. Right-hand batter with the open stance takes a called strike one. Julian Tambra, who's struck out swinging, walked, reached on an error, and singled tonight. Now, this one's skied toward left center field, and it will be shallow for the shortstop, Conklin, drifting out, who will squeeze it for out number two, and Bullock, of course, holds at first. So now there's two gone. Here in a 7-1 top of the eighth inning, rather, where two runs have been put on the board by the West Coast Kings.
In the batter's box, right fielder number two, Miles
Clay. And Colt 45s have left a lot of runners aboard tonight. Now, 1-0 count. This one misses for ball two. Swetland trying to rally here and just get the final out of this inning. Two and oh. This one's hit. Foul out of play. Put the Colt 45 pen and head out toward all the kids ready to do the lose your shoe race. Where they run from out of play in foul territory and the 320 mark out there in left field all the way down toward near third base. Now the 2-1 delivery. On the outside corner to make the count, two balls and two strikes to Miles Clayton. Again, as Cade hit a sacrifice fly, flown out and walked tonight, batting in that four spot. Here's a 2-2 delivery from Braxton Swetland. Runner goes. It's a little flare toward the shortstop. Conklin moves in for and he'll squeeze the screaming liner for out number three in the side. Is retired, but two runs on the lone hit and an error in the inning. As we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Colt 45s have six outs to work with as they're down by a score of 7-1 here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to free wash and man scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Mark Anthony Carroll takes a first pitch wide for ball one. The right-hand hitter facing off against LaPlante here in this eighth inning. The bottom of the eighth inning after two more runs of insurance were tacked on by the West Coast Kings in the top half. Carroll takes inside for ball two. Landon LaPlante. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the righty. Breaking ball on the outside corner right at the belt. Thing of beauty right there on the breaking ball. Let's make it count. One ball and two strikes. And the Colt 45 is running out of time here. So we are in the bottom of the eighth inning of a 1-2 ball game.
Breaking ball misses upstairs up near the letters. For the count, 2-2 to Carroll, who the last couple of days versus the South Bay Storm had a bases clearing triple in that game one, and then two hits and two stolen bases in game two. That was Wednesday and Thursday. The 2-2, one shot foul out of play over the first base dugout. Over the heads of the West Coast Kings. So we have crossed the 3-hour timeline here in a 7-1 ball game. The 45s getting a taste of their own medicine, and especially after what they did to the South Bay Storm the last couple of days. 37 runs in 2 days. Chase blowing away and Carroll down on strikes. And if that at bat is not indicative of tonight, as Timmy Ayers will step up to the plate for the top of the order and Tyler Zanizer trying to get something going here and wake those bats up. That's the pinch hitting Timmy Ayers to the plate. Timmy Ayers. So he'll now be patrolling left field likely. He catches one on the inside corner for a called strike one. And all sorts of fun little highlights on my scorecard tonight, with both teams doing their respective rounds of substitutions, just trying to do what they can to finesse the other team and finesse their own ball club in a sense, get some sort of good magic going. But it just seems like the ball, some way, somehow, has just gone the West Coast Kings' way tonight after they've turned a couple of double plays and a couple of 1-4-3 putouts. 1-4 putouts, rather, where the pitcher's gotten the glove on the ball and it's carried directly to the second baseman. Here's the 1-1. Misses just off the plate outside for ball two. But with that, all credit to West Coast Kings pitching. They have silenced these Colt 45 bats tonight, and they've especially done so with runners on and in scoring position. Probably about 50% of the runners aboard, 14 total, have been left aboard by the 45s. Here's the 2-1. Misses inside for ball three. Of the 14 left aboard, probably about 7 of those were left in scoring position, so at second or third base. The 45 still with some time left. They have 5 outs remaining, and they had 2 walk-offs opening weekend here, so don't say it's over till it's over. Here's the 3-1. Little shank foul out of play back behind the dugout of the 45s. Now a 3-2 count. It's not over till the game goes final. So, still a lot of baseball left to be played, and it's the beauty of baseball, as we all know and love. It's just never over, and anything can happen at any point, even though the 45s are down by 6, but again, the last couple of games, they've put a number of crooked numbers on the scoreboard. Here's the 3-2. Line foul toward the West Coast Kings dugout, just chopped toward him, ducking and dodging out of the way. LaPlante, Landon LaPlante, climbs back up the hill. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, facing off against the left-hand hitting Timmy Ayers. Another lefty in the lineup for the 45s. The 3-2 pitch from the righty. There's a little flare toward right field. The right fielder, Clayton, coming on. We'll squeeze it on the run for out number 2. Able to chase it down. Now to the plate is DJ Parker, who's hit the ball well tonight. Just unfortunately been on some odd ends of it. But he does have 2 hits tonight, which he's the only Colt 45 apart from... Let's see if I can read my scorecard quick enough. Yeah, apart from Preston Conklin with 2 hits tonight, so a little bit of a different sort of ball game than we're used to here at Tiger Field. It's the first pitch to him. This is low and away. It's over but low for ball one. Right-hand batter with the open stance. Now the
1-0 delivery. Misses low. Makes the count 2 balls and no strikes on DJ Parker, who's done an absolutely phenomenal job this year patrolling center field and just all parts of the outfield. Now the 2-0. Fouled back to the screen. Two balls and one strike with two outs. He's also hit the ball hard all year long, and there's a reason he's batting 320. And I believe getting a start in every single game. Some great stuff from the young kid out of Seattle, Washington. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball. Missed somewhere and dropped by the catcher in the process. So 3-1 now to D'Amico Parker, who's done better in that second hole rather than the leadoff spot somehow. Not sure exactly what it is, but the 6'180" sophomore out of Lassen College. Here's the 3-1 delivery for the righty. This is low, and D'Amico Parker is aboard, and you best believe he'll be in motion here with the green light from Bob Anderson to try his best to get to second base for free, even with two outs. Maybe if you're lucky, get an errant throw from the catcher Hendricks. Might be able to get to third. Now it's the right-hand hitting Nicholas Caballero to the plate, who's flown out, singled, walked, and reached on the fielder's choice tonight. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 7-1 ball game with two outs. Combra is holding on the runner Parker at first. First pitch is a heater on the outside corner for a called strike one. Fastball comes in pretty quick from Mr. LaPlante, probably sitting around 85 miles an hour. D'Amico Parker over there at first, about 3.5 steps off the bag at first. There's the 0-1. Parker not going. Swing and a miss for strike two. Now you have to imagine D'Amico Parker here will be in motion with two outs as well and two strikes. So you're going to imagine Caballero is going to get baited here with something to chase. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the righty LaPlante. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Caballero down on strikes is 2 Colt 45s K in the inning. They leave the 15th runner of the ballgame aboard. They left 15 on board so far tonight. The Colt 45s have been stifled so far. As we head to the ninth inning, they're down by 6, and it's going to be Braxton Swetland out there to keep this offense at bay, and then the Colt 45s will try and win it in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Top of the ninth inning here, Braxton Swetland to face off against Caleb Hendricks, Teo Thompson, and then Davis Minton of the West Coast teams who lead this ball game by a score of 7-1.
And it's looking more and more like the Colt 45s will have to pull off a great bit of magic in the bottom half of the ninth. And it's not something they haven't done before. They've actually done it twice already this year. Here's a ground ball, just a little duck fart right in front of home plate, picked up by the pitcher Sweatland and goes to first in time for the 1-3 putout. That's an official term I learned from Bo Valado, a starting pitcher for the Simpson University Redhawks, who actually threw a no-hitter this last year. That's Teo Thompson to the plate now, who's doubled, reached on a fielder's choice, singled, and grounded out to first. Left-hand batter. First pitch misses low. So again, the left-on-left matchup. The batter has a disadvantage facing off against the lefty pitcher. There's a handful of reasons why, and maybe we'll get to that tomorrow when Spencer's back on the air with me, and also the U.S. men's national team, fresh off a World Cup victory in the opening rounds. This one's fouled off, just barely got a piece of it, all the way back to the screen, kicks off the pole. Cameron's toward the West Coast Kings third base coach over there. We'll have to ask him exactly what he saw from this men's national team, what they'll be capable of as well. Get a breakdown of the whole World Cup possibilities for the men's national team, featuring a number of great players this year. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the lefty. Breaking ball just misses wide for ball two to Teo Thompson, who's 2-for-3 tonight. One out, nobody on here in this 7-1 top of the ninth inning. The 1-1 on the inside corner, got the breaking ball to drop in there to push the count to 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Sweatland comes set. Rocks and deals from that third base side of the rubber. Breaking ball is popped foul. Cabrillo giving chase with the Colt 45 dugout, but out of space and almost taking out the pitching coach Eric Winchester was Cabrillo there in front of the dugout. Ran out of room, landed on the tin roof of the dugout on the third base side. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweatland comes set. Rocks and deals the 2-2. The infield shifted to pull on the left-hand hitter. Right down the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. It's a backward K on the scorecard for Braxton Sweatland. Now there's two gone here in this top of the ninth inning. It's a little bit of a slower call from the home plate umpire, Cam Reich. Thought he was going to call it a ball for a second, but I watched the footwork a bit, watched him shift, and next thing you know, he's calling strike three. Now Davis Minton to the plate, who grounded out to second base in his pinch hitter role back in the seventh inning. That was facing off against Jason Yeager. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitter with the wide-open stance. Fouled up and away beyond the first base dugout, way toward the parking lot over there. Four strike one. So Davis Minton, who also took over at third base. Here with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, the 0-1 delivery misses wide. One ball and one strike. There's the 1-1. Fouled back over the screen toward the parking lot. Count moves to 1 ball and 2 strikes. One and two, two outs and nobody on. The 1-2 delivery. Hops up, but out of play. Back toward the parking lot again. The catcher, Dominguez, over with a look along with the first baseman Bowen Jr. as it bangs off of a car. Now 1-2 with two outs. Swile then comes set and deals the 2-2 out of the stretch. Fouled up and away, far away again, late on it. As it's the 13 of Rowan Brown as the catcher again, so he re-entered the ball game. Not sure exactly how or if I just missed it in the previous inning, but Rowan Brown re-entering the ball game. The 1-2 misses wide. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two with two outs. 7-1, the West Coast Kings lead the Colt 45s. They're looking to improve to 8-4 on the year. 45s would get their first loss of the season, but they still have the bottom of the ninth. This one's fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes here in the top of the ninth inning. Colt 45s need to get back to the dugout unscathed and get those bats to get going and get hot. Here in a night that started out hot at 100 degrees at first pitch, it's now dropped down to 86 degrees and a beautiful night of baseball under clear skies and the lights taking full effect. A beautiful night out here at the ballpark. Here's the 2-2 delivery to the right-hand inning Minton. Off the plate. That will fill the count up at 3-2. Shrug of the shoulders and a deep breath. Minton digs back in as Sweatland readies, peers into his catcher, Rowan Brown. Sweatland comes set, wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. The payoff pitch with two outs and nobody on in the 7-1 top of the ninth inning. This is low and inside and working the walk. It's another walk issued by Colt 45 pitching tonight, and the free pass has been one of the main issues. It's the third walk issued. The second walk, rather, issued. Nope, had it right the first time. Third walk issued by Sweatland tonight. As Blake Porter will step up to the plate, who pinch hit back in the fifth inning and then took over at shortstop. He's 0-2 with a couple of flyouts to center and right field. Here's the first pitch from the lefty. This is low. And that is ball one to Blake Porter. Here in the top of the ninth inning, the 45s needing to score 6 runs to tie it and continue playing baseball tonight. First, the West Coast Kings have to go down quietly. Here's a ground ball toward the second baseman. Carroll ranging to his left, gloves, and throws the first in time for the 4-3 putout, and the side is retired as they leave one aboard via the walk. As we head to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Colt 45s down by a score of 7-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It goes on and on and on.
Colt 45 down by 6 here in the ninth, 7-1, and it will be Preston Conklin, the cleanup batter, Braden Chiarito batting right behind him, and Bowen Jr. due up to face off against LaPlante. Landon LaPlante on in relief. This is his second full inning of work for the West Coast Kings, who lead this ballgame by a score of 7-1. They got two sets of runs in the second and third, a crooked number up there. Two runs in the second, third, and eighth inning. And then the lone run back in the fifth. They lead by a score of 7-1. The Colt 45s got one across the board and was back in the bottom of the third inning. And it came in the lone inning where they had two hits. Other than that, they've only had one. They have a total of seven tonight. That's the one inning where they've had more than one hit. So if they can get multiple hits tonight, here in this bottom of the ninth inning, you just don't know what the end of this ball game could look like. And it will be Preston Conklin leading things off here. He's singled twice, walked, and reached on an error tonight. He's been aboard all four times. This is the guy you want batting. He'll dig in from the right side to face off against Landon LaPlante. Here's the first pitch from the righty LaPlante. Put the left-hand hitter on deck. Around the bunt, pulls it back, misses low for ball one. The outfield playing straight up. Plenty of runs to work with. They have a 6-run lead. Nothing to be overtly stressed about if you are the West Coast Kings. Here's a 1-0. It's a broken bat flare beyond the reach of the shortstop into left field for a base hit. And that's one way to start the bottom of the ninth if you're the Colt 45s. So a broken bat single. Hopefully it was picked up on my mic. That's one of the best sounds in baseball. As Colt the Bat Boy, aptly named, even though his parents probably didn't know it when he was born, that he was going to be the Bat Boy one day for the Colt 45s, but here he is. Runner on first, left-hand batter in Braden Chiarito, who singled and walked three other times tonight. The first pitch from the righty around the bunt, pulls it back, taken outside for ball one. The West Coast Kings at double play depth. They've turned two double plays tonight. That's the one thing you do not want if you're the Colt 45s is a productive, or is an unproductive out rather. You want productive outs if you're going to get out at all. They have a total of seven hits tonight and only strung together once. And that was back in the third inning, which they scored a run. Other than that, all the hits have been lone hits and nothing more. Lots of free passes and walks tonight, but nothing strung together. And if they could string all of it together at once, this is the inning with it being their last chance. Nobody out, 1-1, down by six. Here's the pitch from the righty LaPlante. On the outside corner, called strike two, one ball and two strikes. You don't want a double play here, and you're going to hit it in the air. The 1-2 delivery from the righty. Landon LaPlante on in relief for the West Coast Kings in his second full inning of work here. Kicks and deals. It's a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit, and two hits strung together here. Colt 45 not going away quietly. As it's a pinch hitter here. Adrian Lopez out of Carabo, Puerto Rico, getting a chance here. Adrian Lopez, right-hand batter for the 45s. Another pinch hitter here in this ballgame. Had a slew of them. First pitch, Wolna bluff back to second base, gets Conklin chased back. Adrian Lopez set to go to CSU San Bernardino. This one called strike one. No balls and one strike.
open stands for the righty. West Coast Kings still at double play depth on the infield. Breaking ball on the outside corner called strike two. Lopez in an 0-2 hole. Look back at second, now kicks and deals the 0-2. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Left hand hitting Rowan Brown on deck. No balls and two strikes with the runners at first and second. Wide open stands for the right-hand hitter. Landon LaPlante comes set, rocks and deals. Someone's fouled off toward the parking lot. A line shot, and Lopez was just late on it. That's about it. Other than that, it was off the barrel. Solid contact. The count holds it. No balls and two strikes. With nobody out, hole 45 is again with that tying run deep in the dugout. It's sitting on the end of the bench right now as they're down by six. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Landon LaPlante. Checks the runner's back, kicks and delivers. Misses wide. Low and away. One ball and two strikes. And now the catcher Hendricks with a straw to the mound to chat things over with Landon LaPlante. And get the West Coast Kings a W up here in Redding, California on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. One and two with nobody out as Hendricks returns to behind the dish. Now he's talking things over the home plate umpire. Fixing his glove, I believe. One ball and two strikes. Plant peers in, gets his sign from the catcher Hendricks. Readies. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 1-2 with nobody out. Look back at second, rocks and deals. Breaking ball misses way upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Again, with nobody out, the Colt 45s needing to score six to tie it and seven to win it. Here's the 2-2 with runners at first and second, the infield playing behind them looking for two. The 2-2 pitch. Shot back toward the screen, and we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Adrian Lopez just a little bit off. Two balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Conklin from second, and Chirito from first. Back-to-back singles to begin this bottom of the ninth. Colt 45 needing a miracle. The 2-2. Breaking ball just off the plate to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. It's a tough take there from Adrian Lopez. Now the payoff with nobody out and runners at first and second. Swing and a miss way out in front. It was looking for a heater and got a breaking ball and caught off guard there for the first out of the inning. Now we'll bring up Rowan Brown, left-hand batter, to face off against Landon LaPlante with runners at first and second. Colt 45 still with life left. They're down by six, but one swing of the bat can pull this team right back in the ball game rather quickly. This one's fouled up and way out of play. No balls and one strike now after that foul ball.
a plant. Ready's come set. Kicks and deals. The 0-1. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman, dodged by the runner. It's going to go to second for one. The relay to first, and the second baseman taken out in the process. So runners at the corners. Everybody else safe. And reaching on the fielder's choice is Rowan Brown. As Tyler Jones will step up to the plate, and now the 45s down to their final out. It's been a while since I've seen the second baseman get taken out. It's very much illegal in Major League Baseball, but that, of course, was not intentional by any means. It was just a matter of both players getting tripped up over each other, which happens when you're sliding into the bag like that. Deacon Paulos becomes the courtesy runner out there. Now the right hand hitting Tyler Jones in the DH spot. With two outs. First pitch swing and a miss for strike one. Digs back in with some cheers and encouragement from the crowd here in attendance. Stuck around for this ball game. 7-1. Bottom of the ninth inning. The 0-1 delivery is foul tipped back off the mask of the catcher for strike two. And Hendricks will shake that one off a little bit. Give a thumbs up. No balls and two strikes. Any contact made, the runners will be running. No balls and two strikes. Runners at the corners. First and third, the infield playing behind them. 45 is down to their final out and final strike. The 0-2 delivery from Landon LaPlante. He rocks and deals the 0-2. Breaking ball, ground ball toward the shortstop. He's going to glove off his chest, flip to second, and it is in time for the 6-4 putout as this one comes to a close. The Colt 45s on the short end of the stick. And they not only score only one run, but they fall to the West Coast Kings, who improved to 9-4. As we'll be back with the totals from Tiger Field after this.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Ty Eberhard gets the win. The loss goes to Lucas Pettingill. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 34 minutes. No save situation for West Coast Kings, who improved to 8-4 on the year. The Colt 45s fall to 8-1. And it was a rough start for the 45s, but then they started to get something going, just couldn't hold on to it. As they score one run on 9 hits, 4 errors, they left 17 aboard. The West Coast Kings, 7 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. They left 10 here tonight on this Friday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. And we'll see what they can do tomorrow night in game 2 of this 3-game set. This is Jacob Green with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com, saying thanks for listening. It's David Wiley engineering things back in the studio for us. So if you liked any of the music, that was all him. As unfortunately for the Colt 45s, they fall tonight, and their 8-game winning streak to start the year comes to a close. They lose by a score of 7-1. And I'm Jacob Green here with you, the voice to the Reading Colt 45s. We'll be back with Spencer Schlinge tomorrow night.
live at 7:05 and first pitch at 7:15 here from the historic Tiger Field in downtown Reading. Again, your final score tonight is the West Coast Kings 7 and your 45-1.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Michael Pelka in for my friend Chris Plant. He returns on Monday. And as Chris would say, man, oh, Manischewitz, we certainly do have a great response today from one of the questions. Look, it's a very busy day, but it's also a Friday, so we're having some fun. We're trying to see where the Iran, the Memorandum of Understanding stands, President Trump. And it appears the Iranian government saying we have some kind of a deal and maybe that's going to lead to peace. We'll find out. I think we're going to have a good handle on it today. And if so, the vice president's probably headed to the signing that I think is happening. I think that would be in Switzerland. We will find out. SpaceX IPO coming out any moment now, I guess. Updates on the UFC fight. Maybe a Supreme Court decision dropping today. We will find out. But the question was, if Gavin Newsom and Hunter Biden are the Democrat ticket in 2028, what do we call them? And there are a mountain of great responses coming in on the phone lines at 888-630-9625. Let's go back to the phones and try and get to as many as we can before this hour gets away from us. Dave in Florida on line four. Dave, hello. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, how you doing? Great job this week.
Thank
how about eye candy and nose candy?
Ooh. See, I know the people look at Gavin Newsom, they go, he's attractive, he looks presidential.
He thinks he's suave. I got another one, but I have to say it off air because I'm not sure it's marginal.
Yeah, probably. You could tell Jane. But
suave,
yeah, get
some suave and something else.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. I like eye candy and nose candy. That's good. Let's go to Seamus in Sanibel Island. What a great place. Hey, Seamus, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Michael. Great job as usual. Mine is grease and grime.
Grease and grime. Yeah, we often talk about Gavin Newsom's greasy hair. And when you look at those pictures and video from Hunter's laptop, that wasn't his laptop until it was his laptop. Yeah, he does look grimy. That's pretty good. Grease and grime. I like it. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Jack in Montgomery County, Maryland, joining us. Jack, you've got one as well?
Yeah, hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm good. I think we're doing good. You guys are killing it today.
Yeah, I'm not telling you about it. Well, it's a pretty thing anyway. I guess I have one thing about the name, but I want to mention something about this stuff going on in the Middle East. I don't really call this a war, per se, in the sense of the war, like World War II, World War I, you know, stuff like that. This is like an action of, I guess a military action to free up the Iranian people.
All right.
So
well, let's
that's
hope.
What I think it is. Also, a second thing is, since when the American public should daily make a comment about the war?
Well, you know, we have instant media now, so everybody thinks that they have a message to send. So it's good. But I thank you for that. Can we bounce to Glenn in Arkansas? I know we're getting close to a break, and I want to make sure I get a couple more of these in. Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing?
I think we're having fun. The clock's about to run out of us, though. So do you have a slogan, a name for the ticket?
Sure. How about charisma and barisma? Qualifications don't matter.
Oh, charisma and burisma.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.